Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And again, an upfront disclaimer, I still have a chest infection. It's getting better now, but my throat is a little bit tight. I can feel it and I may sound a little bit breathless. I'm not trying to do any kind of, I can't do sexy voices anyway, but you know what I mean. So it's just the way it is at the moment. So bear with. We'll try and get through this as painlessly as we can. So over the last few weeks, we've really explored what I think are some powerful ideas. We've done identity lag, quiet systems, designing for the days that you can't show up, and productive friction when it's useful to have that. And if you've been listening carefully, you may have noticed that there is a little bit of a tension emerging. On one hand, I've been saying that resistance isn't always the enemy. But on the other hand, I've also been saying that some systems do need redesigning. So which is it? And when should we push through difficulty? And when should we step back and rethink the system itself? And these are very different responses. Push when you should redesign and you burn yourself out. Redesign when you should push and you never develop resilience. So today's episode really is about learning the difference, and it's called When to Push, When to Redesign, obviously. And I think this might be one of the most useful skills that we can all learn to develop. I'm in the same boat as you. Sometimes I try to push on when actually it's the system that is the problem. And sometimes I drop back into maybe the system's the problem when actually if I'd have pushed through it, I could have got the job done. And that's what I call the default response problem. So most people tend to fall into one of two camps. The first group believe the answer is always to push harder, more effort, more discipline, more determination, more grit. When something isn't working, they assume the problem is themselves. The second group does the opposite. When something becomes difficult, they immediately look for a new method, a new system, a new tool, a new strategy, a new shortcut. This is one that I'm really guilty of, I must admit. When something isn't working, they assume that the problem is the process. The truth is that both groups are sometimes right and both groups are sometimes very wrong. And there is a danger of always pushing. So let's start with that first mistake. These are the people who try to solve every problem through effort. The system must be broken. The workload is unrealistic. The process is inefficient. The expectations are impossible. And yet their response is, I just need to try harder. Now, while that's admirable, but it isn't always intelligent. Imagine trying to fill a bucket with water while there's a hole in the bottom. Working harder doesn't solve the problem. The bucket will still leak. Sometimes effort might be the answer, but sometimes effort is simply compensating for poor design. And the longer you do it, the more exhausted you will become. But there's also a danger in always redesigning. It's the opposite trap. Some people redesign everything the moment friction appears. They never stay with a challenge long enough to learn from it. The workout plan changes everything. The project changes everything. The goal changes every time progress slows. Constantly optimizing, constantly tweaking, constantly searching for a perfect system. And because they're always redesigning, they never spend enough time executing. Sometimes the issue isn't the system. Sometimes the issue is that growth itself takes time. And this is where the idea of productive friction returns, because it is something that is useful to utilize when resistance is in the way. So remember, not all friction is bad. Some friction teaches, some friction strengthens, some friction develops capability. Learning a new skill feels awkward at first. Writing a book can feel difficult. Building confidence is definitely uncomfortable. And that's all that itself, though, is not evidence of failure. It's evidence of growth. So one of the first questions we should ask is this friction teaching me something? If the answer is yes, pushing might be exactly what you need. Now, that's great, but over time, I mean, how do you differentiate between needing to push and sometimes needing to redesign your system? Because the lesson is there from productive friction, but it's which one is it? What is the actual lesson? And over time, I've developed three questions that help me decide whether to push or redesign. So you can write these down. I will put them in the forum post that goes with this episode as well. But question one, is the difficulty creating growth or merely creating pain? So things to consider here are: growth often feels uncomfortable. Pointless struggle, however, feels draining. One expands capability, the other simply consumes energy. Question two, is the system helping me succeed or relying on me to compensate for its weaknesses? And this is the big question. If success depends on heroic effort every day, that's often a warning sign, because good systems should support performance, whereas a bad system demands constant rescue. And if you're doing that every day, if you're having to put that heroic effort in to rescue the work that you're doing, then it's quite often the system itself that is at fault. Question three, if I continue doing this for 6 months, what happens? This question will reveal a lot, because will the 6 months create mastery or burnout? Will 6 months build momentum or frustration? The answer often tells you whether you're looking at productive friction or poor design. Now, I'll give you a personal example. So I found that this is especially true in writing. There are days when writing feels difficult. The words don't come easy. Ideas need work. Paragraphs need rewriting. That's friction. But it's also productive friction. The solution isn't to redesign the entire process. The solution is to keep writing. On the other hand, if I had a system that required 12-hour days every day, ignored energy levels, and depended on constant pressure to function, something that I cannot guarantee each day because of my FND, then that wouldn't be productive friction. That would be poor design. The solution wouldn't be more effort. It would mean I would need a new system to help me manage my energy levels and focus ability in each given day. And discernment is really the real skill that we're trying to get to here. And I think that maturity often comes down to discernment. Not reacting automatically, not assuming every obstacle means stop, not assuming every challenge means push harder, but learning to ask, what kind of problem am I actually facing? Because different problems require different responses. Some need courage, some need patience, some need redesign, and some need persistence, to be sure. But the wisdom lies in knowing which is which. And you have to take a long view when you're feeling this kind of resistance. It's one of the themes that runs through ThinkWorks often. And that's that thinking well often means stepping back. It means creating distance and seeing patterns, looking beyond the immediate emotion of the moment. And that's exactly what we're doing here. When something becomes difficult, the question isn't, how do I make this easier? The question should be, why is this difficult? The answer will determine everything. So in closing then, if there's one idea I'd like you to take away from today's episode, it's this. Not every obstacle is a sign to stop. But not every obstacle is a sign to push harder either. Sometimes the answer is resilience. Sometimes the answer is redesign. The real skill is learning the difference, because growth isn't just about effort. It's about directing that effort wisely. Now, as always, There'll be a corresponding post of this episode in the forum. So if you go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum, or you go to the darreninform.com/community page, you'll see that there are three doors. Click on the ThinkWorks forum and that'll take you to the three rooms, and you'll see that the ThinkWorks recent chat room is in there, and the post for this episode will be pinned to the top of that room. And come and give me your thoughts, come and ask questions of your own. I'll put the three questions that I've talked about in that post as well for you for a quick scan, so you've got them to use along with the explanation of how to use them, and we'll take it from there. I always answer any question that people put to me, whether they want to put it in the public forum, or as more often happens, people send me a message through the email system that's there. I am going to add a chat function as well to the website at some point. It's one of the jobs that's on my to-do list, but people just email me and say, I've seen this, I've listened to this, what do you think about that? So whichever way you want to do it, just let me know. Ask me questions, give me your thoughts, and I'll get back to you and respond with my answers or my thoughts. That's all there is. So remember, above all else, people, please keep asking questions. That's the whole point of what I'm trying to do. Take care. It's a crazy world out there, but we'll try our best to navigate through it. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darreninform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.